This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Back from the dead, or to burn up anyway. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. All kinds of hijinks happening around here all the time, and it's still not over yet, but that's beside the point. It is Tuesday, but you know, normally on Monday we kick off the week with my fellow alumnus of Tactical Response, so I just couldn't stand to not do that this week. So joining us first hour today is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. And is Rob there?
He is, Bill. Great to hear you. The excitement of live radio comes back just every week.
Yeah. Live radio. Well, the drama behind the live radio is always dictated to by the drama behind the, unfortunately, the electronics that power it, though, isn't it?
Well, I wondered if I was going to actually get a chance to talk to you, or if I'd be hung up with the Lock and Load Information Technology and Computer Repair Department.
No. That I outsource all of that. I outsource all of that, so.
Not enough, evidently.
Yeah, not enough. Well, true, but I found something out, though. I found out that the computer issue I had.
Right.
The computer had been repaired by Apple in its entirety. Apple stepped up to the plate and repaired. I mean, the only thing left on this that was the same when I took it to them was the space bar. And everything else got replaced by Apple on Apple's dime. And one of the parts that Apple put on the computer was bad.
Whoa.
Yeah. So now they're going to replace that one again. And so now, the old saying about guns is one is none and two is one. So that'll be the way I approach the laptop thing now. I won't have any more computer issues because I'll have more computers that I can handle.
Well, one of them is sitting there. You know what? You just discovered something really important. When it has to work, you need a backup.
Right.
Right. And it's, for me, if my computer goes down, it's inconvenient. For you, it's, whoops, the show does not go on.
Well, just trying to get everything back and the audio. And, like, I've got certain things I put with the podcast with the show notes that are not there right now, and I'm aware of that. But I will be getting it back in a couple of days or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway.
I've been wanting to talk with you about this. The great news, remember, have you had Cody Wilson on since Alan Gura won that settlement?
I have not had Cody Wilson on in a long time. And I've got his number, and I leave him voicemails, but I guess he's become a really big name, so I don't get a hold of him very often. We're talking about the 3D-printed gun kid out of Austin, Texas.
Right. So, did you get a... What happened was the State Department said, if you sell the software to 3D print a gun, now remember right. What a gun means. A gun in U.S. legal parlance is the serialized receiver.
Right.
It's not the barrel. It's not the magazines. So you can buy all the rest of that over the counter, no background checks, no questions asked. But Cody came up and said, hey, maybe I could print that out of plastic. You could. Oh, I could print it out of metal. Yeah, you can.
Right.
Oh, with desktop machining, I can literally spit out a 1911 frame. U.S. law says you can't sell that without going to an FSL.
Right.
But they never said you can't build it for yourself. And then the State Department said, oh, if you put that on the Internet, you are therefore holding forth to anyone in the world, and you're involved in international arms exporting subject to ITAR
Right.
The international, okay, international traffic in arms regulations. And and Cody and the Second Amendment Foundation said, see you in court, partner.
Right.
Oddly enough, although this started under President Obama, there's been a, has anybody noticed that the executive branch changed since then?
Yeah,
so they go to court. Subtle, right?
Subtle.
And somebody whispers in the judge's ear, you know, I wonder if we could settle this without a trial. So the judge asks the Second Amendment and Foundation and Cody Wilson, what would you guys consider as a settlement? Well, we'd like to be able to post this online. And then they said, you know, it's wasted. Okay, we'll keep working on the trial. And the State Department comes back and says, yeah, I think we could do that. And here's the magic part. So not only does Cody get to say 3D printing and desktop manufacturing of guns, selling that software is legal.
Right.
But this proves that, yes, we don't have Barack Obama in the White House anymore.
Yeah.
They said, the State Department said, you know, if it's not a machine gun, and it's under 50 caliber, why is the State Department interested? I mean, that belongs over there in commerce. It's
right.
It's like selling a bag of cement. Just don't bother us with it. It shouldn't be under international traffic in arms regulations. Go forth. Because it's, quote, not a weapon of war. Holy cow. Did you hear what they said?
Yes, I did. I'm waiting to see how that's going to play out, because declaration. But, I mean, you know, the other thing, during the Obama administration, when the Department of Homeland Security was out there procuring AR-15s, they designated that the Personal Defense Weapons System, the PDW.
Yes, they did.
And they always have you noticed that all of these little state, all these little departments get out there and sort of, I guess they're not on the script or something? I don't know.
Now, when you say the department, are you thinking State Department, Commerce Department, or are
any
you thinking state as in like, Illinois and California?
Well, you know, I know where they fall, Illinois and California. I get that part of it, and I understand it. I understand they can't, for them to go back would, well, I don't know. D.C. did it pretty easily, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Remember, New Jersey calls a pellet gun and a slingshot a weapon of war.
Right.
So all of a sudden you're going to go, really? Not according to the United States government. Here, it said it in a court decree right here. Now, I think that means technically Cody can only start on the 27th. So we got another 10 days, right?
Right.
As of the 27th of July, the new regulations take effect.
Well, I mean, self-defense distributed, they got a, I think they got a manufacturer's license. They also made the desktop CNC machine, so you can do your AR-15 80% lowers.
Right.
So they're out there and doing all kinds of fun stuff. I thoroughly enjoy Cody and his shenanigans. But I do have one other source I may be able to get Cody on, so I'll try to keep doing that. Coming up on the first break, Rob is a very, very, I'm not going to say spread thin, because everything he does is quite calculated. Like the two podcasts, the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, or the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is a very unique podcast here in these Los Estados Unidos, in addition to all of the places that he writes, like his Slow Facts WordPress blog, which then gets republished as a featured writer at Amoland, which then gets republished as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com, gets republished all over the place. It's just everywhere. Literally everywhere.
If I keep at it, someday I'll have a fraction of the audience that you do. Thank you for having me on. We're going to have more fun.
Well, I don't know what the percentages are. I see all your fan mail. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, back from the have-no-computer purgatory that I was in yesterday. You know, the whole thing about having this or that or the other, and that being the dependency, just bothers me to a high degree, Rob.
Well, that's the world you and I come from.
Yeah.
The I must deliver when they call me up. Hey, did you... I don't know what to make of this. Let me bounce this off of you.
Sure.
You knew that there were a few counties in Illinois that declared themselves, rather than sanctuary cities, they were gun rights or they were pro-gun rights, anti-gun infringement sanctuary
right.
counties in Illinois. Well, it's now more than a quarter of them. So that's like over 50 counties in Illinois. Yeah. They're about 25. I'm sorry. Not all of them have come through. Wow. That's a bunch of downstate Republicans telling Springfield, yeah, you may have the votes. Try enforcing this one. Because sheriffs, let's just say the state police do not want to get sideways with the local sheriff. Yeah. Wow. That's big.
Yeah. It's gigantic is what it is. And that's just an indicator that some of these states that have these big population centers
right.
run the state, make right. the laws.
Chicago runs Illinois. There's no doubt about it. And the people, a lot of people who've been in the minority for a long time found a way to stand up and say, okay, chew on this. We don't like it.
Right.
I like it.
Now, does Illinois have a preemption law or anything like that?
Yes, but it grandfathered a bunch of local laws. That is one of the reasons that one of the Chicago suburbs, when they then came up with their latest AR-15s are bad law,
right?
And they said, well, no, we're exempt from the preemption. That was where a lot of the political argument came in, because they should have been limited by state preemption laws, and they claimed they weren't, so we'll see. It really depends on how political the judge is who hears the case. And to be blunt, the Second Amendment Foundation is probably going, yeah, if we can get this one up to the Seventh Circuit again, we'll win, but is it worth it? So.
Well, that whole we're exempt from the preemption, doesn't that sort of beg the question, why do you guys have preemption if you can be exempted from preemption?
It's a local city council begging for Bloomberg dollars.
Right.
And they're being stupid with other people's money, which is the way you want to do it. On top of that, we just saw Columbus do, I think, exactly the same thing with bump stocks. That's right. And our friend Sean Maloney, who I still count him as a friend, was there representing Buckeye Firearms and said, you're kidding me, right, Judge? This, you're going to let this stand? And Sean, a number of lawyers defending the gun rights of people in Ohio, said, look, we want an injunction to stop this. And they settled for, okay, will the state refuse to enforce this until we can hear the merits of the case? And the state basically said, okay, we will refuse to enforce this law. But then the lawyers come back and says, we need something in writing, because I have to have something to take to a judge if the judge puts my clients in jail. A lick and a promise isn't enough. So it's a widespread disease, Bill.
Yeah. It is, and the whole, as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, the whole thing where they get out there and say, well, it's a state thing. Is the Fourth Amendment a state thing?
Right.
Is the first
just a state issue?
This thing where they get out there, this is the only time they claim 10th Amendment states' rights thing is when they're talking about guns. Other than that, the federal, when it's in the hands of somebody like Obama. the federal government reigns supreme. So, I don't know. It's hard to keep up with these guys.
Well, again, now the great news is Buckeye got to Buckeye Firearms when they sued since Columbus and Cincinnati's coming right up. We're able to say, guys, you're going to pay our costs, and I think you also have to pay us some penalties. So we get paid for our inconvenience as well as our legal fees.
Right.
Because if they get to do it for free, then it's you and I trying to fight City Hall. That's a tough battle.
Still, I guess it's one that's going to... I'm waiting for the electorate to wise up.
Right.
Because I don't understand how these electorates get out there, and they're looking at, like, crime in Chicago. And John Bach was on the show not too long ago, and I asked him, do any of the gun grabbers come to Chicago to protest gun violence?
And what'd he say?
Well, no.
Right.
It's dangerous in Chicago.
Yes, you get killed in Chicago.
You get killed. So,
You remember, we don't have much time before the break.
Right.
But it was some over 100 times more dangerous to be a citizen in Chicago than to be a student in our schools in the United States, even though we've had, quote, an epidemic of mass murder in our schools. Not compared to the sidewalk of Chicago, we haven't.
Right.
And yet, where are the protesters there? You know, wouldn't it be nice if Black Lives really did matter, please?
Well, yeah. When it comes to stuff like that, the inner city, there's two things about the inner city that is completely ignored: abortion and violence.
Right.
And for all of those BLM people out there, you guys need to go out there and get in front of these inner cities. If you really want to protest that, that's where all of that kind of stuff is happening. So, anyway, before we go to the next break, of course, you know, he does a podcast, old Rob. He does two. I'm waiting on him to figure out a third. Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a unique podcast in all of the United States, and the Ensemble podcast, which is as somebody who's looked at it from behind the scenes, it is a mastery of coordination. I love the way it works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Well, I say that it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very, very, this is a very difficult time. What's happening here has much more to do than even the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
President Trump today talking with reporters about Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took part in a Washington Post cyber summit. She was asked about the most challenging part about heading up the DHS.
My biggest concern is that we are not poised to anticipate and defend against emerging threats.
That audio, courtesy of the Washington Post. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 122 points to close the day at 26,000. 888-789-7773. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse, Response alumnus. You know, yeah. Well, I'm very pleased to be heard after yesterday. You know, the thing is, I got up yesterday morning, and this is what I've been trying to get back on the bike. So I got plans to get back on the bike. So I get up. I get up early. I'm running the computer. I'm doing all the show prep. I got you coming on the show. I got another guest coming on the show. I just need X amount of show prep, and I do all that, and I get it ready to go. And I go to take the dogs out, and when I come back, the computer has gone bye-bye. And then it was completely distracting and everything else because everything's on there. And and rest assured, since that went in there, and now there's a brand spanking new 4-terabyte hard drive sitting right here on the desk, waiting for it to come back, and I will yank everything off of that and have it all in one central location, so I can plug it into whatever computer's working.
I'm more interested in you getting back on your bike because I want you to live another 100 years. How's that going?
Well,
is it salty at 60, right?
You're salty at 60, but another 100 years. See, my whole goal is if I can stay alive till 2050, they're saying medical science will have advanced long enough to keep us alive for, ever. And I just want to, I want to see warp drive. I want to see the Vulcans come down. getting back on the bike is it's like riding a bicycle. It's getting back on it. No issues.
You don't know how to ride. It's that as soon as you get going, you'll go, oh, man, I've been away from this for over a month. Where'd my wind go, the muscle mass, everything?
First ride was 9 miles without a hitch.
Good.
Yeah. Second ride was about 12, and then yesterday happened. So I'm still waiting on the third one because I was working with Apple today to get the other one repaired. So But yeah, the bike Salty by 60 is inbound. It is definitely coming. But you're already salty at your. How old are you?
I'm over 60.
Yeah, see, when Rob was at the tactical response class, same class I was at laying in the dust, rolling around in the dust, running around, doing all the shooting and everything else, he never sat down except when it wasn't his turn to shoot.
And where we took some dirt dives into the gravel, the next day I go, ah, look at that, black and blue. Who's doing this like they're 20 years old? Stop that, you fool.
I had a lot of fun watching those kids. Like, there was one kid in the middle that might have been the group you were shooting with, and when he would get behind those real low cover, he would just compress himself down and just stay on the bottoms of his feet. All the, you know, I'm having to collapse into a pile, and right. he just
squats.
He just compacted himself. Yeah.
I have started. I've got some training coming up here in a few weeks, so I've started my dry practice regime. And tomorrow, I'm going to go get loud.
I'm going to try to do that this weekend.
Well, who shoots video for you when you are demoing these firearms?
I do it on faith. I stick the tripod in front of me so it looks like some fool is standing in front of me with a camera watching me shoot from a crazy angle.
Okay.
And then I just shoot and pray that I'm not going to hit that camera.
And that you're in the frame.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good. Since we've got 60 years, there may be some hope for California. Did you see the ruling out of the Ninth Circuit?
Which one?
Okay, so California has restricted everything about firearms. Last year, they passed Proposition 63, which limited all magazines to 10 rounds or less. And then somebody said, excuse me, that's confiscation because, you know, you're taking my property. You're not paying me for it. You're just saying I can't have it anymore. What gives? And then when somebody tried to describe, a state lawyer tried to describe in front of a judge why this helped, what it was necessary, where it applied, and CalGuns, you know, California Rifle and Pistol Association, put up a flow chart that said, these are the laws about, and man, it was an eye chart. It looked like a spaghetti monster, and you just looked at it and go, and you expect the average citizen to follow all this and understand it and be held liable if he violates it. And the judge wasn't having it. So they threw that out, put an injunction, and said, no, this law is in abeyance till you sort this out. So California appealed. It went up to the ninth. A three-judge panel said, yeah, no, this doesn't make any sense. Now, will the state then take it to the full, will they ask for an en banc review? I'm thinking yes, because they will, and the Ninth Circuit is so politically lopsided,
right,
that they will side with the state. The only reason they might not, they might agree to say, okay, we'll let this stand with the three-judge panel, because I don't think they want to take gun laws up to the Supreme Court anymore.
Yeah, well, see, one of the things I'm hoping happens with Gorsuch in place and with Kavanaugh when he gets in place,
right,
is that they start looking at some of these things like the Ninth Circuit has done and some of these other places like down in Maryland and they start saying, you guys, you're getting out of here. Do you see this thing, the Heller decision? This is to be obeyed the same way you want us to walk in lockstep with Roe versus Wade.
Right.
It is settled law, as you call it, and, you know, you guys are you're contravening it. And that's my hope. We'll see what we get out of that when that happens. I mean, we got to get Kavanaugh passed everything, and then we'll have an election coming up, and... What, do you have any thoughts about that right now?
Kavanaugh wasn't a particularly inspiring selection. It was a safe selection.
Right.
And it's going to put some, what do you want to call them? I'd call them blue dog Democrats, except they're basically extinct. You know,
right.
Some slightly less crazy Democrats from states that supported Trump. I'm thinking West Virginia, parts of Montana, Wisconsin, I'm not sure. There are a number of them. And they're going to go, oh, do I sit there and tell my constituents that I'm going to vote with and really be politically positioned with extremist rhetoric that claims the sky is falling if this guy that, by the way, Kavanaugh had a very large majority when he was nominated to the lower court.
Right.
So
probably some Democrats voted for him. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So they're going, will the anti-gun groups and the pro-abortion groups give me enough money that I have a chance of keeping my seat if I vote against this guy? That's how it plays out. So it's a long... Now watch. So Republicans are saying either you support our guy or we know where you're going to spend a lot of your campaign money. Good. Your move. Right? That's where Donald Trump put the Democrats, which was good.
Well, the Democrats remind me of some of these. You've got a few of them out there that get...
After the break, Bill.
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load with Rob Morse. I'm your guest, Bill Frady.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse. So, Rob, Bill, with everything that we talk about, well, you know what? Instead of me going that way, which way were you about to go when I was about to go when you had to bring me back to heal there before the break? What were we talking about? Because I'm trying to fix something over here. So,
okay, we were just making fun of the continued obstinance of California. On the other hand, there are some cultural changes in other areas that are really pretty heartening. It's easy to make fun of Chicago for so many reasons. You remember their anti-gun priest, Father Flager, who was caught with having his own armed security when the guy got busted for not having all the permits. Okay, people do learn from tragedy. There is a pastor's council in southern Texas, and they took a really hard look after the Sutherland Springs attack that killed many of their parishioners. In fact, in South Texas, the entire congregation was unarmed. They depended on a neighbor to come save them. And in this case, it was the Catholic Diocese of Fort Worth that removed signs from its parishes. Now, so the diocese, you know, okay, a bishop controls diocese and he says, we don't really like guns in churches, but are we going to have uniformed, armed security there every time the church is open? And you may have noticed, churches seldom close their doors. And we, by the way, there are many church buildings, so we're going to have somebody there, and all of them is a visible deterrent, enough people that they're, in fact, a physical deterrence. Or, because right now we've said, come shoot me first, and they changed their mind. They said, look, we're torn about firearms and violence, but we really shouldn't, we're going to take down these signs because they make our parishioners and our staff less safe. Wow. Now, these are, in general, are very smart men, but they're out of their depth. They have to listen to others because they probably haven't studied criminology and the psychology of criminals. So, good for them. They listened to more than Moms Demand Action.
Yeah, but they still, I mean, would you say it's fair enough to say that they're probably missing a few very important details, despite the smart idea of taking down the signs?
Dude. There are churches that will have concealed carry permit classes. I have one not too far from me. I know of others in other states. I'm in Louisiana right now. Do I expect the Archdiocese of Fort Worth to come up and start running concealed carry classes next week? No. But, you know, Bill, we win. We have to take the people who disagree with us one step at a time.
Right.
For them to go one step, oh, this isn't, you know, guns aren't uniformly bad. Oh, you've noticed. You've noticed, in fact, that we save lives. Good. Let's take that and go from there.
Right. That whole thing that bothers me, though, is this the laissez-faire attitude they have where it's like, well, we got time. How do you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when they're out there and they're making these incremental steps and everything, which I love that they're making steps, but I mean, this is like trying to incrementally save yourself from drowning when you're drowning.
Right. Well, and the you're absolutely right. The terrible news, you know, you're exactly right, because so many pastors, after a tragedy, go, we should do something. And then somebody says, you know, I'm an expert pastor. Here's what it looks like. And they go, could you change this here? And you've redecorated, right?
Sure.
Any simple plan seems to invariably get bogged down by people injecting their personal preferences that are not essential but cost time. Boy, are you right. Now, for every church that has said, we need to do this, there are 10 churches who said, we need to do this, but... you know, I think it takes more study. And that's going to cost lives again. It breaks my heart.
Well, there are these, I watch a lot of these kids and everything that are out there saying, we preach love, not hate. Well, no kidding. Who doesn't?
Right.
Criminality and the predators are not that many out there. The problem with them is that they are unmolested when they start their little ways that they do. You know, they start, when they start their little rampage and everything, they're fighting against an opponent that isn't ready to fight back. And that's the thing that they don't seem to quite get, that they're just not ready to fight back.
And the thing that bothers me so much about that even more is here are people who should understand that evil exists.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you told me on Sunday?
Yeah.
But
isn't that why we're here at church? Because we're talking about evil?
You want us to be God's hands, but we're going to use prayer to stop a bullet? Oh, please. Please, Pastor, come up with something better. How? How about your pastor, Bill?
My pastor, I have spoken with him, and he is open to the idea. I don't know if he's ever actually done anything in that way.
Right.
But if he has, I haven't checked into it lately, so I need to take a good look at that and try to figure that out. But
I do have to call it. It's a cultural change. It's a small step, but I love it. I'll take small victories all day long.
As long as they're complete.
When I
say complete, for me. The complete victory is when they get out there and they realize that although the threat is not a likely thing, it is a possible thing, and they cover that contingency.
Right.
And they put certain things in place, whether that's an armed citizen or a team or whatever, you know. And they go out and get training. They get proper training so where they can actually deal with things and go from there. And then that's a complete victory for me. That's when I can sit back and say, I am pleased. Because I don't like I'm against violence.
Right.
I'm definitely against violence against any of these non-combatants, because the non-combatants are the ones that really don't know how to deal with it. So.
Now, I'm torn on this, Bill. I want to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear our listeners' opinion, too. In my self-defense gun stories, every week I take three ordinary civilians. They're armed. They're not ninjas, believe me. And yet they stumble through and protect their family. They stop the bad guy. sometimes they, you know, show a gun, the bad guy runs away, our good guy hides in the closet till the police come. You know, perfect. Awesome. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to press the trigger. Those are the great stories to talk about.
Sure.
But I look at their level of training, and I go, they're winning despite their ignorance. I'm thinking that there are two points of view then. Either the general class of criminal is pretty incompetent, or the general class of defender has enough native instincts to do a pretty fair job. You and I at Camden, after having been through Camden, are probably up at the 1%, which is hard to imagine, yeah. But I guess it's true.
Well, I think that's probably true. I think when somebody starts training for the eventuality or for the possibility that we become very sensitive to the fact that that might happen. So then we're on the lookout at Portmore, where these other people that are the non-trained, as you would say, they instinctively react, and it's always a win. They have good instincts, I'll say that. But that just tells you that people, when put in a position, if they have the tools in place, their sense of self-preservation is going to win out.
It does. And the fears that, what? Everybody in church, somebody's going to drop the collection plate and everybody's going to pull out their guns and start shooting? I haven't seen it yet. Great fantasy. Lots of collection plates have been dropped. It just didn't happen.
Thank you for joining me tonight. Sorry about last night. We'll get back on it and, we'll have it. Rob Morse, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast. Check him out there. Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's the hub from which everything begins. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Robert Patton, the world according to Sheath Underwear. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.